Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Welcome to the first fucking episode of Etchy Literature Club. Hi.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
You guys you guys have no idea the process of like how long it took us to get this shit recording.
A very long time.
Yeah.
It was continuous multiple hours.
It's currently 2:40 p.m. here and we started at about 11:30.
Yeah. We started very early and we're just now recording. I think it's like 12:30 my time. I think we started at like 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's introduce ourselves. So I'm Yume.
I'm Dijen.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, just talk over me, Dijen. Thanks.
Hey, you stopped talking for like half a second. That's an invitation for other people.
All right. You know what? I was thinking. My brain's a little slow. I got woman brain, okay?
It's
mm-hmm.
okay.
So I'm Yume. Doujins that I like would probably be the shit that most people don't. So I like Guro. I love Ugly Bastard. I really like NTR. And I like incest, rape, all the fucked up shit you can imagine. Some of my favorite doujins include small anime girls getting railed by pigs. So on to the next.
I'll go. I'm Darth. The doujins I like are usually I'm not gonna lie, I just go big titties. That's it, really. If the art's good, that's what matters the most to me. Morals used to matter more than they do now. I do read NTR now. I used to.
Let's go! Finally cultured. Let's go.
"Quote unquote, finally cultured." I'm the most cultured. I'm about the art. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know about that one. That's kind of a stretch.
Art. You're about other shit. Okay.
Yeah. What other shit is that, Darth?
Other shit. Fucking cockroach pussy.
Hey! Do not diss cockroach pussy.
Yeah.
All right. Mind your fucking mouth.
I think I did read one that was like the girl was a cockroach or something, it turned out.
Cockroach Shan is fucking hot.
Anyway, who's next?
Dijen.
I guess I'll go next. Hi, I'm Dijen. I'm Australian, in case you couldn't tell, so half the things I'm going to talk about could land me in prison. Ha-ha! And look, the things I'm into, it's honestly shorter if I say what I'm not into, which is scat, and that's basically it.
I second that. Vouch.
So yeah, that's about it.
I'm Snail. The doujins I like? Yeah, I like doujins.
What?
The doujins I like. Yes.
Exactly. There is basically nothing that's off limits.
Oh, so you're into scat, Snail? You're into scat?
Well, no, not really, but I mean, if the rest of the art is good.
If the mood is right, you know?
No, you know what? You know what? I will second that, because there have been some times where I've seen
talking,
a little bit of scat,
talking,
but
stop
it's
talking,
like, you know,
stop
this
talking,
calls
stop
for
talking,
it.
Stop talking! Sup. Sup. We're not going there.
All right.
But I mean, if we had to like pick a niche to like separate us from everyone else, I'm probably the person who likes like just yaoi the most.
Wait, so you read yaoi?
Probably.
Did you not see the picture I posted?
I didn't even pay attention.
I'm not bothered by yaoi.
Look at everything else on
there.
Like,
one of my go-tos.
I don't think yaoi is really my thing. Recently, though, I have really been getting into like mommy x shota. Like,
yeah,
really
nice.
Into mommy x shota.
Dude, that's been like my go-to since like day one.
So I was always just like really into loli and like nothing else really. And then recently I've discovered how much I just love watching a MILF get railed by its small boy.
See, I'm the opposite. because I'm not a small
boy. I like both.
And I like to be self-insert, you know?
Well, I'm self-insert into the monkey hole.
Based.
Weird.
What do you mean weird, Darth?
That's not
You're
weird.
You're retweeting fucking inflation porn on my timeline every other day!
I'm literally not.
Yeah.
You literally are! That. You literally retweeted inflation like 2 days ago and I had to block the artist!
I really don't remember that.
I think Doth is here as the only one who isn't into, like, the fucked up shit. Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darth's pretty vanilla,
he's,
I think.
He's here to balance us.
Yeah, I really am. I'm the great equilibrium.
Darth is the balance.
Darth is just the vanilla. I think he's That's literally the only one of us that actually likes vanilla.
No, I'm the one that has gone numb from some of the fucked up shit, but, you know.
We'll convert you eventually.
Eventually.
No,
we'll get him
you
there.
Never
hey,
will.
Hey, we already have him reading NTR, okay? Keep coping.
Oh, I actually just thought of, like, a recurring theme of what the doujins and, like, hentai are like. Is. If it has anal in it, that's just...
Yeah. That explains why Snell likes cat.
No.
Yeah. I also really like insects.
Yeah.
That's where I... You know what? You already told me not to talk about it, so I won't.
Yeah, no, I like insects. You know, cockroaches specifically. Cockroaches are very, a very fun thing that I enjoy. I have an entire cockroach porn folder on my computer.
Nice.
You should share that at some point.
I read a doujin once where a girl was, like, working in, like, this bug sanctuary kind of thing, and she, like, fucked all of the bugs and, like,
just... Oh,
like,
I know that one! I know that one!
That one was good.
That one's so fucking good.
Like, I can't remember what it's called, though.
The doujin that I was originally going to share today was a lolly getting a water bottle filled with cockroaches squeezed up her lady bits.
Oh, wow, you can't
You're allowed
even
to say
it?
Vagina, it's okay.
We got to think about YouTube language.
Oh, YouTube, yeah.
That's YouTube. Why I use the word vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Mm. Vagina.
Instead of the other one.
Her entrance.
Her gaping hole.
Her cave.
It'll definitely be gaping after a bottle.
So the podcast, I think we should talk about that a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, so this is Etchy Literature Club, where I decided to get together three of the dumbest degenerates I have ever met in my entire life and get them together to talk about what we all mutually love. Anime porn.
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
In every media. So figurines, doujins, hentai, movies,
video games,
anything you can imagine we
oh,
will be
yeah.
discussing.
I know a couple good games.
By the way, if you want to draw porn of any of our VTuber models, feel free.
Yeah, I'm 100% fine with that.
Yep.
We all give you full permission.
I don't know what mine's going to look like yet, but it's going to look good.
So Darth's a little scuffed. He's working off of a school provided Chromebook right now where he can't download anything.
Yeah.
So we had to get Darth a little custom built setup.
Yep.
It works.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon he'll have an actual computer that we can make him a model for. By the way, all of these models were gloriously made by me. I'm incredible, and all of these people owe me their lives. And I also cannot describe to you the sheer amount of time that DGen spent looking up his model's skirt.
Yeah, in front of everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
She got a fatty.
She got a fatty.
She got a fatty.
I will say that. She do got a fatty.
Oh,
the snail's got some fat tits.
Yeah.
With some good physics.
Yeah.
Very good physics. Dijin, what are you doing right now?
He cranked up the physics like almost all the way.
Dijin's eyes are so wonky. Are you looking at this?
Also, feel free to suggest any doujin or game or hentai video you want.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Absolutely. We will discuss whatever you guys want. No limits. Send us your worst.
Just please don't send the one with the Among Us font. Oh, God.
So, Darth, was that your sister coughing in the background?
No, that was my mother.
Can you tell your mom to shut mommy. The fuck up?
No.
Yeah.
I absolutely get in trouble.
Can I tell your mom to shut the fuck up?
No.
Oh.
Can you tell your mom to call Dijon?
No.
Dijon.
Oh.
Wow. He's not a true homie.
Yeah.
You want me to not be part of the rest of this episode?
True.
Alright, do we want to jump into the Dojins now?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, sounds right. good.
Now, I think we should just keep talking about Darth's mom.
Yeah. So what are our measurements?
So Darth, how married is your mom?
Very.
How married?
Very.
Are your parents into NTR?
No. No.
Would your dad be open to a third?
Darth is now regretting every choice in his life that led to this moment.
True.
Just a little bit.
Alright, so let's get this first Dojin pulled up. Does somebody want to read the name while I die?
Yeah, this is...
Well, this is Darth, so he can read it.
This is Omoto wa Mesu Orc. My little sister is an orc. It's not actually incest. Because it's... Wow. Sister-in-law. You know, his sister-in-law is an orc because his actual sister married an orc man. And, I mean, then I'd have to get into spoilers, and we don't want to get into that quite yet, do we?
Alright, so let's go through the beginning of this year. I would just like to point out that this girl has some huge, huge bedonkers.
Exactly. Massive. Why I love this one.
Huge bitties. Huge.
Yeah, there's also a sequel, and that one's also phenomenal.
Bottom fangs.
I've seen that.
Bottom fangs.
Yeah, you also notice the droopy pointy ears.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, this one's fucking a classic.
Why is the sister kind of hot too?
Sister's kind of hot, but like we don't see her.
Damn, sister's hot.
Wow. I'm disappointed that she's buying condoms though. Like, just you know, go without them.
Eh, I mean, it has a certain appeal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so cute and shy. She's like fidgeting. Look at her go.
Yeah. So, so she goes into a mating season.
Oh.
They've asked her to be her counselor because female orcs go into a mating season, and they need a partner who can keep them under control so they don't, you know, fuck every guy they see.
Okay.
Bro, that's what chains are for.
Yes. Well, you know, why do that when you could just have them fuck one dude just, like, for 24 hours, right? It's better for that dude.
Oh, so it's only a 24-hour mating period.
I don't think it's only 24 hours. I don't think they specify.
Okay, so this says, orcs are said to have incredibly strong reproductive powers. The reason for that is their monthly mating season. It's a trait of female orcs, and there are all kinds of scientific phrases, but bluntly put, they turn goddamn lewd. Then they have sex and don't care who it's with.
Yep.
Okay, so he, like, helps her. He's helping her.
Yeah, he's helping her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So she is, to put it as the Dojin puts it, this girl is overflowing with orc talent.
Oh.
Talent.
Yes.
Oh, she wants his smell just, like, all over her, I see here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the lower teeth, they talk about how they rub against just the right spots of the dick.
I see.
All the spots at the right
spot. Oh, God, ew.
Huh?
there's one section of this which I very much do not like, which is when he finishes, and she says, "Splurty splurt, splurty splurt."
She's in a mating frenzy, okay?
Splurty splurt, splurty splurt. I'm gonna start saying that whenever my boyfriend nuts. I'm just gonna be like, "Splurty splurt, babe, splurty splurt."
You never know, he might be into that.
Hurry up and splurty splurt,
hurry up
my
and
guy.
Splurty splurt. Oh my god, babe, did you splurty splurt?
Yeah, so then they go on and shower, and she doesn't want to. She's saying the smell that she rubbed from him onto her is going to rub away. But they go back at it, of course.
Oh, I'm at the train section.
You're at the train section. Oh, yes, yes. So, so she finds out she didn't wear her panties today. So he's got to know why. So, turns out there was a guy on the train who was rubbing up against her, right? Right? And he ended up nutting on her panties. Because she was like, "Don't nut on my shirt, that's gonna get fucked up. Just nut on my panties." And then she throws away the panties after.
I see. And then he doesn't believe that all he did was
yeah.
Nut. He thinks they did the deed.
For sure.
So he's not very happy right now. Oh, and she called his dick small.
Yep.
Yeah, the dude on the train. Her brother, she's like, "I want your dick. It's the big one. That's the big one." So controlled herself.
She used the specific word, manly.
Yes, manly.
Manly. You're manly, dick. Okay, rubber checked.
As opposed to a feminine dick.
Mmm, like that.
Yeah, what is a feminine dick?
Fuda.
Yeah.
No, that's still pretty manly. That's still pretty manly. Fudas have giant dicks.
Just, what do you call it? Shota. The little tiny, the little baby
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I would say Shota. Sure. The Shota, the little baby ones.
The ones that
are
like giant clips. You know?
Okay, so until you're a man, you don't have a dick. You have a baby clit. Is that right?
True.
I wouldn't know how that works.
Not yet, anyway.
Hey! Anyways. Oh, she sucked off her homeroom teacher. And she did it with her boobs for her friend's boyfriend, because if he said if I wouldn't, he'd break up with her.
Wow.
That's
kind of based.
Boyfriend.
Blackmail folk.
And I like that she points out that the teacher stick and the senpai stick are both small and go limp so fast. I wouldn't even call them dicks.
Yeah.
I think that's a good line.
Hmm.
Yeah. I want your thick, hard, matchless,
so
manly dick to dominate my womb.
I mean, at least she's... I'm sorry. I mean, at least she's cheating in a way where she's putting the other men down.
Okay, yeah, I mean, right?
I mean, if you're gonna cheat,
I mean,
guess
it ain't even cheating, because they're not dating. He's just helping her out with her mating season.
So is he married to her sister?
Hmm?
Because they're brother and sister.
No,
they're brother and sister-in-law.
This guy is married. This guy's sister is married to an orc.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Who's her brother? Oh, okay.
They are non-blood related, so it is the least based incest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darth, are you good, bro?
My God, he's looking at quote-unquote incest between people that aren't blood related. Of course he's not good.
Oh, that's a good shot. The one with all the used condoms in her mouth.
Yeah, I just got to that too. Let's continue after you buy some more. Oh, come on, just do it.
Giving
Adam.
Me
come
that
on,
look
Max.
Won't do anything. We're not going to do it bareback. And then she falls asleep. And so we find out he's calling the little orc's mother. And he's telling the mother all the people who fucking sexually assaulted her during her mating season.
So he's a good guy.
So
does that mean that her mom asked him to do it?
Probably.
I see.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
The mom's kind of hot. I can't lie.
So is her older sister. Who is
older sister
is in the sequel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so he says, regarding the molester, I'll make her change the line and time she's going. As for homeroom teacher and classmate's boyfriend, I'll leave that to you. And then we get a shot of really hot orc mom. Yeah.
And then the mom's talking about, you're the only one she talks about at home. She's always on about how her brother-in-law has a really wonderful manly dick. Nfufu. Mind you, she says nfufu.
No. You didn't do the laugh right. It's nfufu.
Okay. And she says, maybe I should give it a try sometime.
Ara.
And he says, please give me a break, mother-in-law.
I enjoyed that. Let's go around and get some ratings. We'll start with Snail. Ratings and thoughts.
My honest thoughts is I'm not actually the biggest fan of the stuff like this. Like, you know, the big titty, big dick kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like more reasonable. But it's like, it's got really good art. There's really good expressions in the whole doujin and...
Yeah, I love this.
A lot of different scenarios. Yeah, I like it. I give it a modest 6 out of 10.
Look,
He got too excited.
Yeah, I got a little bit excited, not going to lie. So, look, it was all right. Not something that I, you know, generally look at, but also not something I'm against. So, let's say a 6. 6 out of 10.
Okay. And Snail, what was your rating?
I also gave it a 6 out of 10. It's not what I'm, like, totally into, but it's good. Got good parts.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, so...
Definitely above some of the shit that I've seen.
Yeah, so I really liked it personally, but I think it's also just because... personal reasons? I definitely sent some screenshots to a certain someone.
Yes.
With a, this is us.
That's all right, because this one that I'm about to get into, I've definitely also sent some screenshots to certain people.
So I'm actually,
if you know what I mean.
I'm going to add this to my doujin spreadsheet, and I'm going to give this a 8 out of 10, actually. I quite enjoyed that.
Nice.
I quite enjoyed that. Bow. All right, so, D-Gen, your turn.
My turn. All right, so, the doujin that I have chosen, it's, a little bit less tame than Darth's, vanilla orc girl thing. It's called Victim Girls R.
Oh,
Molestation
classic.
Eradication Campaign.
Classic Asanagi. Classic. Good choice.
It is by one of the greatest doujin artists ever, Asanagi.
The greatest doujin artist ever. Also happens to be my favorite doujin artist of all time.
See, Nanashi does some pretty good stuff as well before he went legit with Nagatoro. Like, he had some really good
Nadashi
stuff as well.
Nadashi and Asanagi actually have a collab that not a lot of people know about that's, like,
intense
gore, and it's fucking good. It's like body horror.
Ooh. Sounds interesting.
Yeah,
I
it's like
it.
A, what's the word for it? It's like a bunch of artists.
Yeah, it's a collaboration, and it's really, really, really good. I'll bring that one, because that is my favorite doujin of all time. All right, so DJ, now you can go on your rant about girls getting molested on the train. Did you hear the excited gasp?
Yeah. Man, oh, you have no idea how much I fucking love this one. So, yeah, again, it's called Victim Girls R, Molestation Eradication Program. And it's about these girls that basically, what's the word I'm looking for?
Entrap.
Yeah, not even so much entrapment. They're like make false accusations against men molesting them on trains. And then, you know, kind of backfires on them when people are like, you're going to fucking do it anyway, so I may as well actually molest you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty fucking good. Like, oh, let's go through it. Let's go through it. So they get paid somehow. I don't know how they get paid. I don't pay attention to the story.
Blackmail.
It looks like they're blackmailing them.
Yeah,
that's it. They are blackmailing them. And they make sure that they wear, like, really short skirts and really tight shirts that barely fit over their giant fucking...
Yeah, let's fucking go.
But yeah, it's on page 6 where it really starts to get interesting, where, you know, this girl actually does start to get molested, so she turns around, tries to say something about it, and he just fucking belts her in the gut. Oh,
this man is a...
It leaves quite the fucking impact.
This man is a
Yeah.
So good.
Look, if anyone hasn't read this, like, you're missing out.
He punches her so hard, her feet go off the ground.
Yeah, he punches her so hard that her feet goes off the ground.
She asks for help, and then you see in the background all the guys are just, like, have these big shit-eating grins on their face. One guy's pulling out his camera to record it. And then, you know, he just starts fingering her in the middle of the train in front of everyone. Doesn't give a fuck.
My wife and kids left me. I lost my job. I got hard labor because there's no way she would lie. If the police and law won't judge you, we will.
Oh, so we're going to start, like, actually reading three things, are we?
I just wanted to read that section. We did that last time,
we read some certain parts.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then it turns out she's watching molester porn.
Yeah. She was. All these... you know what? I'm not going to say it yet. But there's a little twist in this. Little bit of a twist. So, after he starts, like, fingering her, she just comes really fucking hard. Because it turns out she's really fucking into this shit.
She's like,
really...
just like
and
me.
Then he...
she is and then just he says, like me.
Don't fucking dirty my shoes.
Yeah, because she just drips everywhere. Like, do you have any idea how much that shit smells, my guy? Like, it doesn't come out of things.
No, I don't.
Oh. I don't usually smell.
Listen, I'm still a child.
Fuck.
Not legally.
Sorry,
but, you know.
I need to recover from that.
And then, yeah. So then you look and there's other girls in the background who are also getting off to this.
Yeah. They just secretly, in the background, and then it goes to the next page. It's like a rally. The main leader of the fucking anti-molesting blackmail thing, right? Fuck, we're... sorry, I skipped too far ahead. I just wanted to see some shit. So, basically... Oh, fuck, this is the worst bitch in a bag.
Oh, that's such a good shot.
I know,
I wish that was me.
I've sent this to people saying, I really fucking want this to be you. People. One person. Yeah, one person. Anyway. She's small enough to fit in a fucking bag.
She is.
Tiny.
Yeah. Let's not mention names, though.
She definitely no. is.
Hey, this one looks like Hayasaka.
But,
yeah.
The blonde bitch?
Yes. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, she's the main one. She's, like, the leader of the thing. And she is the biggest slut of all.
Let's watch her get defiled.
Yeah, so if you skip forward a couple of pages, she's on the train, she's on her phone reading something, looking really disgusted. I'm not reading that shit because I already know what it is. And then she realizes that all of these girls that are in her little group have decided, fuck it, we love dick a lot, so we're not going to listen to you anymore. And just start fucking people in front of her.
Yeah, why not?
Right? I'm not good at explaining things. Fucking just, orgy. You know. But anyway, so they're all fucking in front of her. And she's like really, quote unquote, disgusted.
She calls them island monkeys.
Does she?
Yeah.
She does. This is amazing.
She does.
She said, you Jap bastards treating girls like objects is sexist and xenophobic.
So
and you guys are all the same. I was stupid to believe in you island monkeys.
And then some dude starts grabbing her ass on the train. And she's very scared, right? Mm-hmm. She's very scared. But then it's like a flashback to when she was like younger. I'm not going to say any ages here, but it was her first time
younger,
in Japan because she's
younger.
Yeah, she's younger. No, she might not have any tits, but she's still hot. No.
Okay, we have to at least pretend like she was, DJ.
She was legal because she's not real.
4 years ago, so
true, so true, so true. She's legal. She's legal. Everybody that we discuss is over the age of 18. Moving on.
Yep. Let's just cut out like a couple of minutes. Let me go back. So it's all right. A moment's silence, and that's where we can come back. And then it flashes back to when she was a little younger, when she was in high school. She looks to be about 18. And there's some dude molesting her on a train. This is, as it says right here, her first time in Japan.
Her hair looks really cute short, by the way, can I just say?
It does.
Snail, do you think that looks cute?
Yeah, it's really cute. I like it a lot.
I like the short hair on her.
She's just getting absolutely fucking finger blasted. Like, this cunt's going... It looks like he's going three fingers all the way to the last fucking
knuckle.
Yeah, no, there's
a full, like, panel, that's half some fucking explosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he calls her a little blonde piglet.
That's Asanagi for you, my guy. Like, he can never escape the pigs,
pigs,
even when he's not drawing.
It's always
them.
Pigs.
He's used the word pig like five times, so it was like six times, seven
times.
Was that
times. A pig just now? Hey, lift your skirt, pig. Stupid JK activist is being treated like a pig.
Yeah, as soon
you've
as it comes
a fine,
back from
lewd
the flashback.
Pig, haven't you?
As soon as it comes back from the flashback, she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a fuck anymore. And she's fucking loving this
my
shit.
My pussy knew all along. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a little flashback again to the first time she was in Japan, where she's like masturbating, thinking about the time that she was molested in public. So she loved it the whole time. She was just being a massive.
So it turns out the reason why she was doing this was because she wanted to find the original man that touched her. And that's why. She was just trying to find him again.
True love.
Like, oh, fuck, where am I up to? Oh, fuck, that's such a good panel. Holy shit.
Oh,
age 25,
that's exactly where I was.
Look at the way he's grabbing her. Look at the way he's grabbing her face at the bottom, my guy. Come on.
I know.
She's like fucking squishing her cheeks so hard, it's forcing her mouth open. But yeah, she's a massive fucking like slut, and I love her.
No, that's a racial slur, DGen.
Oh, that's just how we refer to. Yeah, like if you go to page 25? What the fuck just happened? Why is my
23?
Shit loading?
23?
Stop loading. There we go. If you go to page 25, scroll down to the bottom of that page, the way he's grabbing her face, he's squishing it. You know how like if you squish your face so fucking hard, it like forces your fucking mouth open and shit?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way he's grabbing her face.
Okay, do me a favor and go to the top of page 23 and it's the same.
It is.
Is it?
It's a better shot.
Look. That's a much better shot.
Oh, yeah, but her teeth are all, like, gnashed together, and you can see little fangs on 25.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. And all that drool coming out of her mouth.
Yes.
It's just those tiny little fucking details, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, the other one is
like,
actually really
ashamed.
Good.
She's ashamed.
Loves it.
The other one, this is actually really
good.
Yeah,
no shit, it's Asanagi!
Yeah. Asanagi is literally one of the greatest artists of all time. Any medium. He's so fucking good. He's on the train, he's on the phone reading something.
His doujins are good. His art is good. His prints are good. The Christmas Ahagao wrapping paper I bought from him was good.
He did what?
Oh, fuck yeah. I ordered it off Faku. It was a limited release, and it's all, like, victim girls Ahagao.
I love the victim girls.
And it's
so
like
much.
it's got like the bitches with like the nose shit that like pulls up their noses to look like pigs and stuff. It's so fucking good.
See, I was actually gonna choose a different victim girls one, but then I realized, you should probably go
which one, a little bit light after the first episode. Which one?
It's called Flesh and Refresh.
That one's so good.
I know. Oh, this is like.
We're bonding right now. We're having a bonding moment. Anyways, keep going.
I sent so many of these screenshots to someone.
Keep going.
Sorry, I'm getting a bit distracted. I'm thinking about things. Also, I'm on page 27 right now. So the bottom half of page 27. Yeah. Is everyone on this right now?
Yes. Yep.
One of the greatest panels in this whole fucking dojin.
Holy shit.
So good. I know, and then I like how she says, "I'll get pregnant with a mixed child," which seems like that wouldn't be appropriate, but you also have to remember she's American. She's not Japanese in this, so that's why. Mm. So she's saying she's going to have a half-Asian baby.
next page, top left.
I love this line. I love this line. Top left. I'm pleased. I'll reward you with some spit.
And then he spits in her fucking mouth.
Oh my fucking god. I need that.
She says it smells like smoke as well, because like Japanese men smoke a lot.
I need that!
Yeah. See, I'm literally just like the perfect ugly bastard. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I drink a lot. I smoke a lot. I've got a beer gut. Come on. I just need to find a really tiny girl to spit on, and my life will be complete. Just like a really small one, you know? Anyway, so you go through it forward a couple of pages, and there's this woman on the train that's not involved with this group, trying to take photos to, like, out people.
Yeah.
And they just decide they want to molest her too. You don't get to see it, though, which is a bit of a shame, because they would have literally broken her, and that shit's fucking hot. And then instead of blackmailing people for molesting them, the girls decide they just want to go on trains, find random dudes, and fuck them.
Yes.
Yeah, they become
the molesters. I would just like to point out the bottom of 29 is my favorite panel of all time.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, the head pattern.
The little quote here, seeing these sluts' happy faces is the greatest, happiest for us molesters.
Yes, and the marry me, marry me, okay, marry
and
me.
And I don't care what number wife you. I am.
Aww.
Yes.
Because all of these guys have had, you know, molestation accusations against them, and they've lost their family, you know?
Yep.
But then the women's only car became completely desolate because all the girls were on the train, the other characters with men.
Yeah, and now they're all just masked fucking men in a train. The end. Yeah. Good stuff.
Oh, you know what? This is a really good panel too. 31, the top right, where she's just like grabbing a guy's dick and bringing him to something.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a fucking good one. Hey, look, bottom left of that one. Split.
I really, 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 I really, 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 really like the panel where they're talking to the cops, and then it pans, it's the last page, it pans behind them, and they're both getting fingered from, like, off to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this is just so fucking good.
It's so good.
I think 34 is really nice. Yeah,
that's basically the whole thing. I got a little worked up, not gonna lie, so I didn't explain things right.
And then at the end, it's like, this is a work of fiction. The characters, groups, and names in this work are all fictional and do not exist. Imitating the actions in this work is a crime.
Molestation and false charges are not okay. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Don't do this shit in real life.
10 out of 10.
Like, please don't.
Please, yeah, please don't do this in real life. Anyways, so, ratings.
Oh, 10. 100%.
All right, Darth.
I mean, it was solid. Very, very, very solid. I feel like I didn't see enough titty. I don't know. That's just me, though. So I give it maybe an 8. They, for me,
all about the titty,
it's
though.
Like, it's mostly
for Darth, they are. For Darth, they there. Are. All right, Snail.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10. It's pretty good.
Why 8?
It's missing some of the stuff I like in it for it to be higher score, so.
Like what? Yeah, he likes his butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
No, I will actually change mine to a 9.5 because I do very much prefer one of his other ones.
Where's the double penetration?
So this is not okay. All right, so this is not my favorite Asanagi work. This is not my favorite Asanagi work. However, this is one of my 10 out of 10s for him.
Very
there
nice.
Are others that I like more, but this is a 10 out of 10. Okay, so I'm covering Emergence. We all know the story. We've all read it. If you haven't read it, get with the fucking times. We have all read 177013, all of us. So
multiple times.
This is very, very wholesome. This is a very wholesome doujin. So it's the story of Saki, who is the sweetest little girl with her little braids and her glasses. She's very cute. We love her, right? But there's a problem with Saki. She's getting bullied a lot at school. She wants to change her life. She wants to learn how to do makeup. So she goes and she asks her mom. Her mom's all excited. They're going to teach her how to cut her hair and do her makeup. And she becomes hot. She becomes very, very, very hot. Yes.
She does. She does.
Mm-hmm.
And then she meets a boy. She meets a very cool grown-up boy who then proceeds to take her back with him. Out to drink, feeds her some alcohol.
They kiss.
And they fuck. That too.
That's after.
They fuck. He gets her drunk.
She got really
and
horny.
They fuck. Yes, he also gave her drugs in the drink. Which, as you know, is a great start to any doujin with a cute
girl. Her ass
girl.
Is fat. It's
fun. Mm-hmm. That's just the start of all my relationships.
Her ass is so fat, bro.
The ass is fat.
And she has a very, very, very pretty face.
Like, I swear, the bottom really left of 12 is what... Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
We need to move a little
faster.
So I'm on
page 18 right now. She says, I feel really good right now, so that means that I'm in love, right? So we're going to skip forward a bit. She thinks that she's in love. She's very happy to be fucking him. He leaves her all, like, broken and battered.
All
and
bodily
covered
fluids.
In jizz. And then he leaves his phone number in her phone. He texts her. And then they start going out on dates. And they start having a lot of sex. And she starts taking a lot of drugs. And they start having a whole lot of fun. And then he whores her out to an old man for a wad of cash for drugs. And this is where the ugly bastard comes in. And it's huge. And it's great. And this is probably one of the top 10 best scenes I've ever seen in a doujin. Period. End of. So she fucks him for drug money. The dude then takes the drug money. It keeps going. She turns into a prostitute. She's super addicted to drugs. Her mom kicks her out of the house. All of that stuff. Eventually...
Oh, no, no. You need to step back a bit. Why did her mom kick her out of the house?
Because her dad rapes her.
Yep. She fucks her dad.
No. Her dad sexually assaults her.
Oh, yeah. The first time. And then...
Her dad sexually assaults her. And then she starts sleeping with her dad. And then she starts sleeping with all the guys in the school. And then they write a bunch of nasty words all over her desk when she was popular before. And then she kicks her out of the house. She gets super addicted to drugs, gets a bunch of tattoos and piercings, dyes her hair blonde, and becomes a prostitute. And then we're gonna skip forward more. The dude ends up leaving her. She goes back to the old man. He's very gross with her. He doesn't like the way she looks now because she's not as innocent. He thinks she's gross. And then she gets kicked out by the kicked out by her boyfriend into the trash, thrown away, and then she gets assaulted again in an alley. She goes for drug money.
It's 200
yeah,
pages.
So she goes, yeah, so I'm all the way on page 159. She goes for the money. He gets mad because he finds out that she spent it on drugs, so he kicks her out. She then finds out that she fucks homeless men. She fucks two homeless men. She has sex with two homeless men.
What do you do?
Yeah, two smelly homeless men. And then she finds out that she's pregnant. It's a horrible thing. She keeps being a prostitute while she's pregnant, and then she gets money. She's been saving money for a really long time. Some kids think that she had to rob someone for it, so they sexually assault her and beat her up, and she dies in the alley. But you don't realize that at first. At first, you get a little glimpse of hope because you see her and her daughter in the future, and she looks all happy and motherly. And then the last shot, the very last shot, she's so happy. She's like, Mama doesn't need to cry anymore because now I have you, Hannah-chan, because you were there for me. Mama could make a fresh start in life. And then the last page is just a shot of her broken glasses on the floor.
Just a little droplets of blood. It's not a lot. And then a little baggie with some specs.
Hey, you gotta talk about the JoJo ending.
Yeah, there's the JoJo ending.
Yeah, so there's also a very wholesome JoJo ending if Darth wants to go into that.
So, I'm gonna fix that girl. Emergence alternate ending. Josuke and Okuyasu, Josuke Higashikata and Okuyasu Nijimura from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4, Diamond is Unbreakable, show up, and so Josuke, having the stand Crazy Diamond, which can repair things or return them to a previous state, heals her and and fixes her glasses and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to explain, but I've had this ability to heal people for as long as I can remember. You and your baby should be fine now. Take care of yourself, all right? And so they save her. And, you know, then this is Shindle, right? Yeah, he goes back and he's like, oh, they were all actors. That wasn't actually it. Those weren't actual characters that, like, pussy. Yeah. Just write it.
Yeah, no. So Shindle, the artist of the doujin, for anybody who didn't understand that. Shindle is the artist of the doujin, and he... When Emergence first started getting, like, really, really, really popular and people were, like, upset about it, he did a giant pussy thing and came out and wrote a little short that basically said the entire thing was just acted out and all of the characters were actors and none of it had happened and Saki was still alive. And that was the most chicken foot thing he could have ever done, and I'm still mad about it to this day.
Do you know why he did that, though, in my opinion? Because he was, like, born and raised in America, and he's very American, so he's not accustomed to, you know, not backing down when things don't go his way. As bad as that sounds.
I mean, it was for publicity's sake.
Yeah, it was. He wanted to save his own ass. But stick to what you made, man. You made this piece of fucking art. It's a good doujin. It's a very good doujin. It's overhyped, but it's a very good doujin. Stick by it, man.
It was one of the things that got me into the things that I'm into today.
Stick by your shit. But yeah, I like this doujin a lot. I genuinely think it's really overhyped. I think there's a lot of doujins that are a lot better when it comes to this kind of stuff, and a lot worse, but... I think it's good overall, so I give this, like, a 6 out of 10.
I think it's Baby's first fucked up doujin.
Yes, it definitely
is. 100%. 100%.
So, D-Gen, what is your rating?
I give Emergence a solid 8.
Solid 8. Yeah, I'll bump mine up to a 7. Darth?
I mean, I give it a 5. It's not the stuff I'm usually into.
Okay. Snail?
Good art, though.
See, I'll give it a 5 out of 10, well, because it's too long.
That's true.
You know, I will say, the first time I read this, we're all adults here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the first time I read this, had my dick in hand, ready for it, and then, like, by page, like, 70, I was like, when the fuck is this ending? Holy shit.
I do like the whole, at the start, it's I think the art gets better as it goes on. I like her when she's got, like, dark skin. I like that kind of thing.
Yaru.
When she's a broken and battered prostitute, that's your favorite part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds like Snail to me.
Bow. All right, Snail, your turn, my friend, and you actually have one of my favorites of all time.
I left a pause there because I want to go from tangent. How the fuck do we talk about this?
However you want.
I mean, we have to, because it's
We're on stepchild swapping. So I can sum up stepchild swapping in one fell swoop. Fun for the whole family. Both of age and not. And now we will move on, I think, because I'm realizing it's probably a bad idea to discuss this.
YouTube, TOS.
I will say, though, however, stepchild swapping is one of the best doujins of all time. It is
amazing.
And you need to read it. 15 out of 10.
The English, like, the English translation as well has a really nice language, if you're into that kind of thing.
It's also uncensored.
15 out of 10.
It is uncensored, yes.
So fucking amazing. Good. So fucking good. There's something for everyone here.
287818.
287818. Oh, no. Please give this a read.
I suppose we can talk about the art.
The art's very
nice. The art is very nice.
I would just like to point out this one line that says, "She's in the fucking grade."
See, most of the time I read doujins like this, they say XX grade.
Oh, well, that is...
This one just goes for it, bro. They even give the ages in the beginning.
Very specific.
30, 33. Okay.
Well, we weren't going to say them, so we're going to cut that out.
Well.
18, 18, 30, 33. Anyways. They held back a lot, you know?
Very good, doujin. Now we're moving on before we get ourselves in trouble. Snow, you were... Wait, Snow, what was your favorite line?
It's like when she's like, "Oh, we can get away with it at least once, right?" You know, like, this is a questionably,
Bow. All right, so I have a mystery doujin for you guys, all right? Oh, no, friend. I'm going to screen share this.
Oh, I see.
So this is a very good doujin that I am very familiar with that is called The Holes.
The Holes.
Yes. So it starts off, nice little girl on the train. There's a molester on the train. Oh no. There's a molester in the train. What should she do?
Is his name Stanley?
Oh, look at that. He came all over her butt. Her panties are sticky. She's so... sticky, so she takes them off.
Splurty splurt.
Splurt.
Splurty.
So she's going home for the day, but it's kind of itchy around her hip. You know, she just got nut on. It's kind of itchy. I wonder what's going on with that. Oh, what is that? Pimples? Spurting out pus? Oh. What is that? There's something oozing out of them. She should probably go to the hospital, but... she can't take the itch, so she's scratching it. Feels really, really, really good. Oh, her finger entered the hole. Oh, no. She's fingering her pimple holes.
What kind of she's pimples coming are from those?
Fingering her pimple holes. Oh, no. Now they're gaping open. And they're multiplying all down her leg. Oh, what's going
this
on?
This must be the work of an enemy stand.
She's just going to turn into a... She's just gonna turn into a massive fuckhole, isn't she?
So, she's sorry. She's foolish. She's a fool, mom and dad. But, you know, she's so pretty. She's just covered in holes. Her titties boobs are big. And her crotch. Wigan, and she feels so good. And look at that. She's just going at these holes. Her mind's gonna blow. She shit herself. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, horrible.
Oh, this reminds me of that one thing. That.
She's just coming over and over again. I guess
none of you guys
have
tryptophobia, huh?
Her parents have finally come home, and you know, guys, she's out of room. There's nothing else she can fit inside.
No, I think I've seen this before. That's probably where.
I posted this on Twitter a while ago. There's nothing else she can fit, guys.
Toothbrush in her face. She's got scissors
she has
in her arms.
Soda can, scissors in her ass. Toothbrush in her face. She has a banana in her back. There's a calculator in there. There's a whole fucking fish in her ass. Corn of cob, scissors in her arm.
Is that a rice cooker?
There's a rice cooker up her vagina and a flashlight and a bunch of other shit.
She's just holding.
So this is what the movie Holes is about.
No. This is what that Junji Ito.
Yeah, fact. This is Junji Ito Hentai, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys, what do you?
Oh.
So, what do you guys think?
I think her titties were nice. Holes. So I'm gonna give it a 6.
It didn't turn me off. I'll give it a 5.
Yeah, 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
You could post that to the triphobia.
Yeah, tripophobia. Yeah.
Post it to that subreddit.